Advocates in Illinois want lawmakers to ban a punishment called felony murder. It's a charge people can face if a death occurs while they are committing another serious crime, even if the death is not intentional. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports critics of the law say it unfairly affects young people.
Here's an example how a felony murder case played out in the Chicago region this summer. An elderly homeowner shot and killed one of six teenagers who police say were trying to steal the man's car. But the prosecutor in Lake County, Illinois, charged the five surviving teens with felony murder.
Most people, their gut instinct is that's not right. That's not fair.
Joby Cates is the executive director of Restore Justice Illinois, a nonprofit that focuses on sentencing reforms. She says Illinois interprets the law broadly so that a person who may not even be directly at the scene when someone dies can face a felony murder charge.
Where you don't have to know that anything like this is going to happen, and you can become a murderer just by being part of a property crime.
Police said the teenagers, a group of siblings, cousins, and a friend, had driven in a stolen car to a remote area near the Illinois-Wisconsin border and were intent on burglary. What followed was a shooting, a high-speed police chase, and the death of 14-year-old Jaquan Swopes, the youngest in the group of teens.
It's obituary. Jaquan.
In her living room, Chloe Polion turns the pages of her young nephew's obituary that was handed out during his funeral.
The teens, they wasn't able to be there because they were still incarcerated. But we talked to all of them that day.
Her son, Kendricks Cooper, 16 at the time, was one of the five teenagers charged with felony murder. While the others fled in the car during a high-speed police chase, he stayed with his injured cousin, Jaquan, who had been shot in the head.
I wasn't expecting none of that. It happened so fast, and I couldn't even attend my uncle, little brother funeral, like.
Cooper says when he learned he was charged with his cousin's murder, he felt lost. His mother was at the hospital with a daughter undergoing surgery when the incident occurred. She says the felony murder charge was wrong.
I don't disagree with them being charged with something because they did do illegal things, but felony murder, no. That's too extensive.
The Lake County prosecutor did drop the murder charges. An 18-year-old woman in the group pleaded guilty to lesser charges and was sentenced to a year in prison. The younger teenagers' cases got transferred to juvenile court. Cooper remains on home confinement until his case is resolved. Some states are reluctant to charge individuals with felony murder, but Marsha Levick says it still can trap lots of people. She's a co-founder of the Philadelphia-based Juvenile Law Center. She says it's unfair to use the felony murder charge against young people, since research shows how developmentally different youth are from adults.
And one of those differences is this sort of appreciation of consequences, the ability to think long term, the ability to sort of do a cost-benefit analysis. And kids simply do that more poorly.
Levick points to the case of the Elkhart Four as an example. In 2012, Indiana prosecutors charged some friends who had broken into a home in Elkhart, Indiana, with felony murder. They thought the home was empty. It was not. And the homeowner, who had been napping, shot and killed a 21-year-old in the group. The Indiana Supreme Court threw out the convictions of the young men, saying the state's felony murder law has limits.
The death has to be foreseeable.
That's Jim Oliver with the Indiana Prosecuting Attorney's Council. He says the ruling was for a specific case, and prosecutors can still use the felony murder charge to hold people accountable.
If you're going to be involved in a serious violent crime, you have to accept that there are consequences for things that happen, even if you didn't actually pull the trigger.
Still, there are some efforts to change the felony murder laws being used. California revised its murder law last year, but it's being challenged by district attorneys across the state. In Illinois, State Representative Justin Slaughter introduced the proposal that's up for discussion now.
What it does is just it makes the felony murder rule more narrow, where the system is looking at holding accountable the individual or group that actually commits the murder.
In short, charging people for what they did instead of what they did not do. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.